I love documentaries too. There's this one documentary. It's about the salmon spawn. And at watching that, it forced me to reach deep inside myself. When these salmon are hatched, y'all, it takes about a year or so for them to make their way to the Pacific Ocean. They'll spend 3 or 4 years in the ocean growing and thriving. Then instinctually, they know it's time for them to spawn. And they head right back to their original... You ever do that number? Oh, y'all, speaking of Walmart, I was in Walmart the other day, and y'all pray for me. I almost lost my witness. I had my 2-year-old daughter with me, and I drive a jacked up 4-wheel drive. I know y'all's thinking, No, I do. You know, it's my genetic makeup. But anyway, I'm rolling around in the parking lot, and I got my daughter, and I got all her baggage that comes with her. And all of a sudden, she pulls out. Well, I get ready to roll in there, and here comes this kid in this little old car, just whoop, and pulls in there and gets out. I'm like, hey, man, I've been waiting here 10 minutes on that parking spot. He goes, oh, my bad, bro. And walked inside the Walmart. I'm like, okay. You know, and I'm not going to get all hot-headed because I look in the rearview mirror and my baby girl's back there singing and playing, singing the mermaid song. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free, wish I could be. I go into Walmart to get all my junk, and I come back out, I load her up, get in the truck, I backed up. Somebody had left a cart in the aisle. And my bumper was just high enough to launch that cart plumb across the aisle into that kid's car. I did what every responsible adult in here would have done. I got out of it. My bad, bro.